Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
As I tease, we're going to have, we have former St. Louis Police Chief and Councilman Tim Fitch on the line. Councilman, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and former St. Louis County Police Chief and current councilman.
Ah, I'm sorry. What did I say? Did I say St. Louis City?
You said city, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. God, I hate that. I'm sorry. I deeply apologize for putting you in the city.
We're still separate for now.
You know, and you, boy, you got a future at this. That was a great segue into a question I can ask you. So where are we at with the city-county merger? What's your opinion? Is that going to happen? And what do you think of the mechanism that's being put in place to basically force-fed this down our throats?
I understand that there's going to be a press conference rollout on the 28th from Better Together. We'll know more about it at that point, but if everything that we've heard so far, the leaked information, is accurate, I will tell you I'm absolutely against it. I'm against the thought of anyone outside of the city and the county deciding our future. I don't believe that someone in Neosho, Missouri, should be deciding what's best for the city and the county of St. Louis. So I think that's way off track. But I think this is part of an organized plan, and I've said this for several weeks now that since this came out, here's what I think is happening. They're going to throw out this big, huge ornery plan that makes the city and county go away and become one governmental entity, and it's going to make all the municipalities lose their police departments and their taxing authority and their zoning authority. They know that that's not going to fly. But I think what they're going to do is throw it out there, say, we're going to let people outside the city and county decide this, so you better get on board with something. And I think they're going to come back to us later and say, oh, okay, maybe that was too much at one time. How about we just let the city come back into the county as a municipality? And people will go, whoosh, boy, am I glad that's all we're going to have to do, because that other thing was just unbearable. And I think that has been their goal all along. But they couldn't just come out with the idea of the city coming into the county as a municipality, no different than Kirkwood or Florissant, because they know people would have fought that just as hard. So you throw this big, nasty plan out there, and then you come back with something much lighter than that, and they hope that at that point it'll sell.
You know, and that's the part of this whole plan that really bothered me the most. For the past few years, that's the proposal that we were hearing, that St. Louis City would come into the county as another municipality. And then when this Better Together plan leaked, that was all scrapped out of the window, and we were just going to become just one big county. You know, if it wasn't for Clean Missouri passing, I would have said, you know, this plan, try to go statewide and do this, will never work. But I'm just so afraid that this campaign is going to have $25 million involved in it, and it's going to be statewide. And I'm just afraid that some of those voters in Neosho, Missouri, may be convinced that this is the best thing for the region and for the state of Missouri.
Well, I think the way that's going to be fought by our side is that you need to tell the folks in outstate Missouri, by the way, this is just now happening in St. Louis City and the county. Kansas City is next. We're going to combine them, and then we're going to combine this. And I think when people wait a minute, how would I think about this if this was my area where I live? I think we can convince the voters in outstate Missouri it's not the right thing to do, and they'll vote against it if it gets to that. I still don't think it's actually going to get to that kind of vote. I think the plan will be much different when it comes voting time.
We're speaking with St. Louis County Councilman Tim Fitch. Councilman Fitch, you know, for the last few years, we've been witnessing a lot of dysfunction regarding the St. Louis County Council and the St. Louis, the county executive. You know, the two parties don't be on the same page. They're feuding publicly in the paper and on television. You are newly elected. Is it as dysfunctional inside as it looks to us on the outside?
I'll have to tell you, I don't know all of the council men and women extremely well. I've gotten to know them very well in the last few weeks, but I will tell you that I think most of them have the right thing in their mind and their heart to do for the citizens of St. Louis County. And it's not really been a political party battle between the Democrats and the Republicans. It's not been that at all.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the Republicans and the Democrats have been together more often than ever to battle with the county executive. But I really, truly believe it's time to move on. We have to get past that for the good of the county. We're getting ready to get hit with some big, huge plan now to merge the city and the county. Now more than ever, we need to stop spending all of our time and much of our time on the battle with the ninth floor, the county executive's office, and figure out what we can do to keep this county moving forward, work on our budget situation. And what that means to me as a newly elected councilman is I'm not going to take sides. I'm going to make my votes whatever I think is best for the people of St. Louis County. And if that supports the county executive, so be it. And if it supports the rest of the county council, so be it.
Councilman, do you see any benefits to a city-county merger? Is there any part of this plan that if it was modified or changed could get your support?
The only thing that could get my support is what I call the Detroit plan. And I mentioned this in the Post-Dispatch a few weeks ago when they ran their front page story about this idea of merger, is I really truly believe the city of St. Louis is more than $500 million in debt. It's going to be less than 300,000 people with a new census in 2020. Detroit was faced with the exact same issues, decline in the neighborhoods, poor schools, high crime, all the things that we knew was going on in Detroit. They finally hit rock bottom. After they spent all of their money, and they spent everybody else's money they could find that would actually lend them money, they finally hit rock bottom, much like a drug addict. And once they got there, they had to file bankruptcy. And I think the city of St. Louis, that would be the best option for them, is the Detroit plan, because if you haven't been to Detroit lately, they filed bankruptcy almost 5 years ago now. The state took over their finances. They had to completely rework their system of government in the city of Detroit, and they are coming back strong if you haven't been there lately. And I think that's the best thing. The St. Louis city government needs a bailout. We all know that. It's either going to have to be the county, the state, or maybe even the bankruptcy courts. I think the best option for the bailout for the city is the bankruptcy courts, and let them get a fresh start.
Councilman, elected with you on St. Louis County government is we have a new prosecutor, Wesley Bell. And being a former police chief, I'd like to get your thoughts on some of the proposals that he has proposed. We were fortunate to have Mr. Bell on our show, The Weekend Report, a couple of weeks ago. One issue that you have talked about strongly was your support for the death penalty for the perpetrator in the Catholic Supply case. But the prosecutor has said that he will not pursue the death penalty. Can you further elaborate on that?
Him and I have had a chance to speak about the death penalty one-on-one. And it's just in his belief that that's not anything that he thinks is helpful, that will solve anything, that will bring justice to the victims. That's his opinion. But what I told him, my concern is, okay, so you take the death penalty off the table for the Catholic Supply Store murderer. You take it off the table. Now what do you have left to bargain with? I will tell you that when I was in homicide in the county police, I got to see one of my cases as a state's witness. I got to see the suspect in that case executed. Now, it wasn't like I enjoyed seeing that, but it's what he deserved for what he did. It was an abduction at Dillard's in South County where he murdered a grandmother, an innocent person, absolutely just murdered her and threw her into the Mississippi River. He deserved the death penalty. There are people like that that are just plain evil, and that's the best way to deal with those folks. You can't rehabilitate them. You cannot just put them in jail and pay for them the rest of your life for all of these people. Mr. Bell's got multiple cases on his desk as we speak that are eligible for the death penalty. Seven is the last count, including a 10-year-old boy shot while he was sleeping in bed in North County. And if he would have done those, if that suspect would have done that crime in St. Charles County, there's no doubt in my mind they'd be going for the death penalty. So Mr. Bell has decided to do that, and I will never agree with that policy. But he, Mr. Bell himself, very nice man, wants to do the right thing. I'm trying to keep an open mind about his policies, but there are quite a few of them that I just absolutely disagree with.
Well, in the Catholic Supply murder case, unfortunately, there will probably be within the next 4 years a capital murder case that the prosecutor's office will be charged with charging. the family in this case did not support the death penalty for this. Does that change your mind at all regarding this case?
It does not. I do have sympathy for the family's wishes. The husband is the one that said he supported Mr. Bell's decision. And really what that did is gave Mr. Bell cover to make the decision. And he's not going to have cover in all of these cases that may result in the death penalty in the future. There will be more, and there will be families crying out for the ultimate penalty. And we'll see what he does then, but I would bet that he will not seek the death penalty. Now, in this particular case, he got some pretty good cover from the family, but I'll tell you what, the victims in this case, it isn't just the three women and their families in the store that day, it's the community. And the community in Missouri, we said that we want the death penalty for these worst cases. And he's chosen not to listen to the people in Missouri, and he gets to do that as the prosecutor. He has that discretion.
And we were speaking with Councilman Tim Fitch. Councilman, is there social media addresses or somewhere where people can get a hold of you?
Sure, absolutely. The best way is follow my Twitter feed, at Chief Tim Fitch is my Twitter feed.
Hey, and quick question. Is this the end-all of a political career for you, or do you see yourself going higher eventually?
I do not. I was asked multiple times in the last year and a half to run for county executive. I'm absolutely not interested in being the county executive. I think that the best contribution I could give to St. Louis County is as a councilman, and I'm going to continue in that role as long as the voters will have me there.
Thank you, Councilman Fitch, for your time, and best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.